Welcome to The Gauge, a podcast brought to you by Green Gauge, the first fully integrated financial services group, bridging the traditional financial services space with the new digital innovations in crypto assets and blockchain. In this series, we gauge expert opinion on the latest tech trends and plan to bring you a measured approach to discussing key developments in the world of blockchain and digital assets. I'm Helen Disney, Director of Blockchain and Digital Assets at the Realization Group, and today I'll be discussing the metaverse and the future of financial services with Green Gauge's CEO, Sean Kiernan, along with Théophane Ramé, founder of Eldora, a metaverse where businesses and Eldorans come together to be part of the Web3 revolution. So welcome both of you onto the podcast. Really happy to have two people expert in the field today to talk about the subject of the metaverse and in particular why financial services institutions are getting more interested in that. We have with us Sean Kiernan of Green Gauge and Théophane Ramé from Eldora. So first of all, welcome to both of you.
Welcome.
Thank you.
So I guess to start with you, Théo, people probably have quite different conceptions of what's meant by the metaverse. So how do you define the metaverse from your own perspective?
From my perspective, the metaverse is like a virtual shared space where people can interact in a manner similar to the physical world. But let's say the metaverse is quite an old concept because one of the first metaverse was Second Life in 2003. But the main things that change today is the fact that we have blockchain technology. We help to, let's say, exchange value inside this virtual world. Because before it was, you go inside the Second Life, for example, you can interact, you can exchange some tools, but you cannot make a value on it. And there is the concept of interoperability of values, digital content, digital objects, and physical world, which is very interesting. Metaverse, it's like a merge of a lot of technology like VR, AI, virtual reality, augmented reality, blockchain, and all this together came out with what we can see today with Decentraland Sandbox or Eldora.
Yeah, it's very interesting, isn't it? We've got this kind of convergence of different technologies, which is allowing us to do new things. And it's much more of a 3D experience, but also an interaction, as you say, between not just a virtual world that you can play a game in, but other potential opportunities. And also then thinking about how you can embed finance into that. So I'd love to hear a bit more specifically about Eldora, which is the world that you're building. What role do you see Eldora playing as part of the metaverse?
Eldora is like a finance hub designed to make networking, learning, and make more projects accessible for this new generation. Metaverse at the beginning was specifically for gamers, where you only play inside. But with Bitcoin revolutions, where we are making the revolution of money, makes sense to merge these two and say the financial world will change a little bit to adapt themselves to this generation of people. For example, like 30 years ago, you were opening a bank account, you have to go to the building. 10 years ago, we have Challenger Bank, 15 years ago maybe, and you can open online bank account like with some Revolut or some company like this. And now I think we go a step forward with Metaverse where you will be able to make it inside this virtual world and make all this interaction combining with this blockchain technology, which is, I think, the future of financial services. And Eldora want to play a key role there and merge investment world, finance world, and make it more accessible.
Yeah, that's so important. And thank you for being a pioneer in the space, because I'm sure it's not easy to get these things off the ground. And there's a lot that has to be built to make that happen. And we can see, obviously, already quite a few banks and financial institutions getting interested in acquiring land in the metaverse. We've had a few announcements from a few different banks and other players. So Sean, you came originally from a traditional banking world. Now you're running your own blockchain company. What benefits and innovation do you think is offered in the metaverse? Why is that getting people intrigued?
It's interesting. I think when we see what, say, JP Morgan did by launching a little branch in Decentraland, or more recently HSBC and Sandbox, these are largely marketing initiatives where we see, for example, in the JP Morgan branch, there's a roving tiger and a virtual portrait of Jamie Dimon, who's the CEO of JP Morgan. It's a way of engaging perhaps with a brand experience, but it's not really a way of engaging yet with client discovery or of finding ways to offer products and services that are perhaps uniquely using these technologies that Theo has outlined. And I think I would venture to say that's the tip of the iceberg. If we've seen what perhaps the gaming world has done with the likes of a much more heavy user load than the Decentral Inner Sandbox with Fortnite, where millions of people log in and there's an ecosystem, not just of, as Theo outlined, the Second Life style discovery of people and experiences, but also of transactional environments where you can buy and sell outfits or weapons or things that I think people hadn't even imagined would have financial values a few years ago.
I mean, I remember going to a talk a couple of years ago, maybe longer, about people buying digital skins in gaming. And I just thought, well, I had no idea that was something that people were interested in buying, or your digital fashion to wear in a virtual world. So the kind of assets that are valuable to people are certainly shifting.
And it makes sense in a way. I mean, we've just gone through the biggest transformation through COVID. I mean, at least in our lifetimes, I think, of how people understand society and the way we interact with even these formats like Zoom or Teams to record interactions. These are all still a bit rough when we got into COVID, and now for us, it's almost second nature. The young particularly are looking for more digitally native experiences, and they feel more comfortable in them, for better or worse. I think there's pros and cons to that. But for a financial institution to engage at this stage, I think it's a discovery process. But I would say that as we progress, there will be more financially connected products that are surfacing in this realm.
Yeah, and I mean, it's so interesting what you said about the younger audience, because in the past you would have had a bank manager who you would have called up, and nowadays you can't really get hold of an individual person. But also perhaps the next generation doesn't even really want to have that type of relationship, someone that you phone up and have an individual person. Or if they do, they wouldn't do it in the way that it was done in the past, where you did it over the phone. You know, it would, as you say, be part of a virtual experience. So are those types of things part of the reasons why Greengage has chosen to partner with Eldora and build something in the metaverse?
Yeah, I mean, for a few reasons. Theo's a friend, so I trust him. And I think what he's building is of a very high quality. I wouldn't want to say one metaverse experience is better than another. But what I like about Eldora is that it looks real. When you enter into the space, there's a sense that you actually are in a, obviously a virtual space, but one that references the look and feel of something that reminds people of a traditional environment. So why do bank branches, for example, take the thick columns and the experience of a Greco-Roman antiquity that brings you into that solid experience of a financial sound institution? If we were to gamify this too much, the look and feel, I don't think, would resonate with what we're trying to project, which is a safe pair of hands to work with as you experience and explore some of the more complicated issues of how you run a business using financial product. And that, for me, was a big differentiator. I think you're spot on by saying that bank branches are maybe not the right way for all clients to experience service. I think that personal touch, at least for us, is very important at Greengage. We think connections and relationships there. But a lot of banks are closing physical branches. And we wanted to have a place where people could meet us, not necessarily just in our main office, because we won't necessarily have a big branch network as a challenger institution, but find a way to meet us online in a way that wasn't just a chatbot, but had some references and more of an experience of the real thing.
Yeah, and obviously also you're aiming towards supplying services to innovative firms and crypto asset firms and things like that, who obviously also are tech savvy and are familiar with Web3. And so this is particularly attractive for those kinds of customers as well, I imagine.
Totally. And you have to go to your consumer. If a client feels more native and they're more comfortable in a certain type of format, you go to them and you speak their language to the extent that you can. If our clients want to speak with us on the phone or speak in person, they can do that as well. But this is another way, it's another channel effectively, where they can experience in perhaps a little bit more fun format. And it's that joy that you get when your avatar can hop, or you can gamify the experience to a certain extent, but still keep it grounded in stability. And that's why I think Eldora is something unique.
And obviously the opportunity for Sean to have a giant portrait in the metaverse.
Perhaps not.
I mean, I'm being flippant here, but I'm interested for both of you just to talk a bit more about the Greengage Eldora partnership. What will that entail? What can we look forward to seeing in the future?
Making a partnership with Greengage was very important because we are in our community, a lot of crypto guys. And crypto guys, first, they are very geek. So this technology barrier is not a problem. So they like it. Second, they are very discreet. And third, nobody wants them. Nobody wants a crypto guy in a bank, in a traditional bank, because it's complicated. The technology is very difficult when you're not working in it. And having Greengage inside Eldora will help us to bring a solutions to our community to say, yes, it's good crypto. We like Bitcoin. We like all these assets. It's super volatile. You're super rich one time, super illiquid another one, but you need to buy your pasta in euros at the end of the day. So we need to have this bridge between these two worlds. And having Greengage bring really utility inside the metaverse because we answer to questions from our community. And in the same way that we were talking about decentralized or sandbox, the problem again is utility. You were talking about JP Morgan, Decentraland, and as far as now, what they have, they're on a lounge where you cannot do a lot. I mean, we cannot interact with JP Morgan directly. And it's what we want to bring with Greengage, a really utility inside and an interaction with the clients. Some would prefer to be on the phone, some in London directly, but a lot in the metaverse, I guess.
Yeah, and I guess, I mean, Sean, I'm sure you've got additional comments to add on that, but it is really about network effects, isn't it? And about being part of a community, because I think there's a lot of emphasis on the virtual world part, that you're inside a space that looks and feels a certain way. But why are you coming to that space? It's because either you can meet other useful people or you can access different range of services that you can't get in another place. And so those are the key things that are going to drive people, particularly business people, into the metaverse, I imagine.
I think it's just a question of adaptation. When you go to a private bank, you will see everyone with a tie, with a suit, and with in closed office. When you go to a commercial bank, it will be another style. And you go on Revolut, you will see how people are talking with on the chat. We need to adapt the financial services to our target. And I guess being in the metaverse is kind of adaptation ourselves to these crypto guys.
What's your point of view, Sean? What are the features you see coming up for Greengage in Eldora?
So I think DAO's built what I think to be a fascinating little world, and it's growing. But what it offers is a way to engage with people in a format that it isn't every day. So the first two floors of our bank branch look and feel more or less what a normal bank branch in the physical world would feel like. There's wood paneling and marble floors and private rooms that you can have discreet conversations. Where we're different, I think, than the big boys, the JP Morgans and HSBCs, is that when you walk in, you'll be welcomed. So there'll be, initially, it'll be an AI that can speak a few kind of discovery questions. And at the same time, an email prompt will come to our sales team, which will enable one of the sales team to get there as fast as possible to have a real human discussion via avatars, admittedly, but with someone on both sides of the table who is looking to have more than just a pre-agreed script. And I think that is where Eldora sets itself apart, in that it can enable conversations. And those conversations, I think, for people, regardless if they're in the crypto world or otherwise, is what people want. They don't want to have an environment where they're just a number. They want to be special as they are, if they're coming to come, we hope, for our services. The third floor is, and one thing Teo had to get me to think about, is we're no longer restricted by the laws of time and physics and space. So the two floors that you walk into can immediately expand into a much bigger auditorium. And the content we hope to feature, and we'd love to work with the Realization Group and others, would be to have a screen where you can have maybe even a video with a physical person or an avatar speaking, and then have an audience where people can walk up and sit in seats and engage with that speaker in a way that is perhaps a step forward from what we know of Zoom or Teams today, a little bit more intuitive.
I think that's so interesting. And someone myself has organized many conferences and events over the years, the idea that you can integrate between these different features and perhaps have an event that could then immediately turn into meetings and into other interactions between the audience in all kinds of different formulations. I think that's a major opportunity, and it's very innovative, very exciting. I'm hoping to even do a webinar in Eldora this year, if we can get that off the ground, that would be fantastic, and just see how that all works. So for people listening in who, you know, are intrigued by this and would like to get involved in visiting Eldora or coming to the Greengage land within Eldora, how can they go about doing that? How can they find you?
So it's all public. I'll let Teo explain how you get there, but we're hoping to engage with people.
So maybe I will update in the same time, Sean, but we're going to release the first version in like 2 weeks for like 500 people. 500, 1,000 people, because everything is ready, basically. And we are launching after in the next month.
By the time this comes out, I imagine that will have already happened. We're recording this now. It'll take a little while for us to produce the episode and get it out to the world. So by the time people hear this, hopefully you'll already be able to get to Eldora and just search online. You'll find it and you can go and have a play around. So anything else you'd like to add before we finish? Something that you haven't mentioned about what you're doing?
I think we've covered a lot of ground, actually, in a short amount of time. For us, this is, as I mentioned, a discovery process, and it will be iterative. We're keen to get our heads around what opportunities this world presents. I think it's also why the other financial institutions are doing the same. They'd like to explore what opportunities we as an industry can engage with. And I think it will very much go beyond just the marketing ways of speaking and listening to a client segment, I think, is here to stay and is growing.
Yeah, definitely. I think we will see a lot in the coming years with all this tokenization process. Maybe tomorrow you will buy your house directly on Eldora, buy your financing from Greengage. We never know.
Well, it's the future of banking for sure. It's very different from how we perceived banking in the past, but I think that's what's so interesting and exciting about it is finance will really become embedded and very convenient as well. You know, from my own home, I can enter this universe, I can move around, meet people, do all kinds of things, and that provides a lot of accessibility to people all around the world as well. Many people don't have access to a physical bank branch, so I think the point you made about bringing in new customers and new audiences into these kind of communities will be very significant in the future and allow a lot more people to get involved in acquiring assets and doing business transactions. So really excited to hear about it from the horse's mouth for both of you, and wish you great success with the launch and looking forward to playing around in Eldora and maybe have you back later in the year to hear more about how it's developing.
Thank you very much, Helen.